Members, please vote to signify their presence.
The roll shows 19 members present. Senator Stedman is excused from a call of the Senate.
Thank you. Would please stand for the invocation by Chaplain Tom Matthews of Douglas Island Baptist Church.
I do recognize that there are various religious beliefs represented here, but thank you for the opportunity to lift this prayer with you today. Dear Lord, the psalmist said, "I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." Lord, I lift up my eyes to the hills, to the mountains, to the incredible beauty displayed in Alaska. I'm sure each senator here has pictures in their minds of something beautiful they have observed where they live. You've given us so much to appreciate. The lakes, the beauty of the snow on the trees, the mountains those trees cover, even down to the designs that appear on our windows from the ice formations. I think of the wonder of wildlife and the resources that are so abundant. All of this points us to you, Lord. It shows us the great power that you wield. But Lord, with the psalmist, I also want to call on you for help. I recognize with him that my help comes from the Lord. Today I'm praying on behalf of those gathered here to do the business of the state of Alaska. I ask you to show yourself powerful in their lives. Help them in their pursuits to lead this state in a way that is pleasing to you. Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, help us, Lord, to think about such things. I lift this prayer in the name of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yeah. Thank you, Pastor Matthews from Douglas Island Bible Church. And we'll Senator Anna Fairclough, plead the ladies in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will the secretary please certify the journal?
I certify as to the correctness of the journals for the 14th and 15th legislative days.
Without objection, so ordered. Mr. Majority Leader, I got out of sequence there, sorry.
That's all right. First of all, I'd like to steal and move and ask unanimous consent that prayer be spread on the journal.
Yeah, without objection, so ordered.
Also, Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary.
Without objection, so ordered. And we now move to introduction of guests, which we have a lot of. Yes, Senator Stevens.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. I have several guests to introduce, a lot of them from Dillingham, and I'm pleased to see them all here. We'll begin with the officials from Dillingham, the city manager, Rose Loetta, there's Rose behind me, and also from the council member from Dillingham, Bob Hemshute, and thirdly, council member Tracy Hightower. Please welcome them from Dillingham. Mr. President, in addition, we have several students here with the University of its extension at the Dillingham campus, the Bristol Bay campus. And I'd like to begin with Mike Davis, who's a UAF Associate Professor of Rural Development. And with Mike are several students from Dillingham and also Neustuyahuk. Pamela Murphy from Dillingham, Rural Development student. Alannon Murphy from Dillingham. Paul Liedberg from Dillingham. Chet Chambers from Dillingham. Christina Ramirez from Dillingham, and also Annie Fritz from Neustuyahuk. Please welcome them. And finally, Mr. President, in the absence of the senator from southeastern here, it's a pleasure to introduce a rural development student, Stacy Pesterkoff Simmons from Craig. Please welcome Stacy.
Yes, Senator Hoffman, under introduction of guests.
Good morning, Mr. President. I do have some university students studying at the Kuskokwim campus, studying the rural development program. Two from Bethel, Jason Smith and Angeline Smith, Angeline Whitman, and a professor from the university, Jolie Morgan. Please give them a warm welcome. And I also have one individual from my new district of Nenana. He is the council chair for the Governor's Council on Disabilities and Special Education, and he's also the superintendent of the Nenana School District. Please give a warm welcome to Eric Burhart. Burhart.
Under introduction of guests, Senator Wilikowski.
President, please help me welcome from East Anchorage. We have the Rural Development Administrative Coordinator for the Department of Alaska Native Studies and Rural Development at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Please help me welcome Lorraine Perez.
Yes, Senator Bishop.
Yes, I would like for you all to help me welcome in the Grow Gallery Dr. Abel Bilt Ito, Professor of Neurobiology from the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Thank you.
Senator McGuire, under introduction of guests.
Thank you so much, Mr. President. Good morning. Behind me in the Grow Gallery, it's an honor to introduce a neighbor of mine, a lifelong family friend. If he'd please stand, Tom Gimple. He's the CEO of Geneva Woods Pharmacy, our local Alaska pharmacy, employing about 400 Alaskans. And it's one of our last locally owned pharmacies. He's going to be around to talk to you about some local issues. But most important to you, Mr. President, he is an avid helicopter pilot. So when he comes around, I think you should share those stories. The president will tell you his wife's a better helicopter pilot than him, but he's a pretty good one himself. So please help me welcome Tom Gimple to the Senate.
Always at a high hover. Yes, under introduction of guests. Yes, Senator Egan.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's my distinct pleasure to introduce rural development students from my district and also a city to the north. I'd like to introduce Nivette Bowen from Petersburg, if you can stand, please. Carrie Sykes from Juneau. And Amelia Merhar from Whitehorse, Yukon Territory. And we welcome all these students, and hopefully they'll complete their studies perfectly. Welcome.
Now, Senator Coghill.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, it's my privilege to introduce on your behalf a constituent of yours from the Wasilla area. Also with the rural development students, which it was my pleasure to get to speak with earlier this week. So would Mike Swanson, and I think he's in the gallery right behind me. Please welcome Mike Swanson. Also, Mr. President, from my home district and my area that I work in, but I've often told people my heart kind of falls into the Yukon River drainage, so they also work in a big chunk of where my heart lies. The folks in the gallery right behind me from This Generation Ministries work with youngsters throughout the Yukon Tanana River drainage into the interior, really with the idea of making them whole, with suicide prevention issues being probably the biggest thing, dealing with hope. And they have a camp on the Yukon River that's just extraordinary. So if Ron Pratt, Yolanda Pratt, Keely Cavalook, and Alicia McCarroll would stand, please welcome them to this Senate chamber.
Thank you. And additional, yes, Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's my pleasure to go ahead and introduce two constituents, or at least former constituents, in the Ziegler Gallery. Her first one comes from the westernmost point of the North American continent. and she is from obviously from Wales. We have her stand, Verne Anungnabogok, who is here and is very involved with some of the subsistence issues that are out there that are facing us, as well as some of the ship traffic that goes through the Bering Straits, and she has a ringside seat for those activities that are going on there, and certainly are a concern of what's happening. The other one we have is from the city of Nome, where if you've been watching TV, Bering Sea Gold has been filmed, and that's Lisa Strickland, and she is also in the Ziegler Gallery. She is the proud mother of four children and a grandmother of one baby that's out there, so don't let the youthful look on her face fool you. This lady's been around the block a time or two. So, with that, help me welcome them, please.
Senator Dyson.
Brief at ease.
Senator Dyson. Other introduction of guests. Seeing none. At this time, messages from the governor.
Message dated January 29th stating, in accordance with Article 3, Sections 26 and 27 of the Alaska Constitution, I submit the following appointees for confirmation. Alaska State Board of Public Accountancy, Craig Chapman Soldotna, Donovan Rulian II, Anchorage. Alcoholic Beverage Control Board, Robert Bobby Evans, Nome. State Board of Registration for Architects, Engineers, and Land Surveyors, Eric Erickson, Juneau, John Kerr, Anchorage. Also Jeffrey Kuntz, Anchorage, for the State Board of Registration for Architects, Engineers, and Land Surveyors.
And thank you, and those will be referred to Labor and Commerce.
Board of Governors of the Alaska Bar, William Gordon, Fairbanks, Adam Trombley, Anchorage.
And referred to Judiciary.
Board of Barbers and Hairdressers, Michael Bolivar, Anchorage.
Referred to Labor and Commerce.
Big Game Commercial Services Board, James Tom Atkins, Anchorage, James David Jones, Kodiak, Gene Pultola, Sr., Bethel, Karen Polly, Juneau.
We refer to Resources.
Board of Chiropractic Examiners, Dr. Edward Barrington, Anchorage, Dr. Daniel Holt, Juneau.
That would be referred to, continuing on.
Board of Dental Examiners, Robin Cheney, Dillingham, Dr. Mary Ann Nowitzki, Sitka, Dr. Stephen Scheller, Fairbanks, Gail Walden, Wasilla.
We referred to Labor and Commerce.
Board of Education and Early Development, Sue Hull, Fairbanks.
Referred to Education.
Fisherman's Fund Advisory and Appeals Council, Mark Saldi, Skagway, Donald Stiles, Nome.
Labor and Commerce.
State Commission for Human Rights, Krista Bruce Kotrick, Ketchikan, Jason Hart, Anchorage, Grace Merks, Sterling.
State Affairs.
Commission on Judicial Conduct, James Chris Brown, Anchorage, Robert Gross Close, Fairbanks, Amy Gerton Mead, Juneau.
Judiciary.
Alaska Labor Relations Agency, Gary Bader, Anchorage, Daniel Rapaski, Anchorage, Board of Marital and Family Therapy, Linda King, Anchorage, Kenneth McCarty, Eagle River, State Medical Board, Kevin Lupin, Wasilla, Kathleen Casey Miller, Anchorage.
Labor and Commerce.
Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority Board of Trustees, Paula Easley, Anchorage, Russell Webb, Anchorage.
Referred to HESS.
Board of Certified Direct Entry Midwives, Sarah Tagan, Chugiak, Board of Nursing, Hannah Espera, Anchorage, Thomas Hendricks, Eagle River. Occupational Safety and Health Review Board, Thomas Trosvig, Kodiak.
Labor and Commerce.
Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, Kathy Forrester, Anchorage.
State Affairs.
Board of Examiners and Optometry, Dr. Grant Humphreys, Anchorage, Emmanuel Lewis, Anchorage.
Labor and Commerce.
Board of Parole, Sarah Pacenti, Fairbanks.
State Affairs.
Board of Pharmacy, John Cotter, Fairbanks. State Physical Therapy and Occupational Therapy Board, Dr. Darren Bell, Seward, Ruth Kostick, Juneau, Valerie Phelps, Anchorage.
Labor and Commerce.
Alaska Police Standards Council, Mark Mew, Eagle River.
State Affairs.
Board of Professional Counselors, Anne Marie Brainerd, Fairbanks, Deborah Hamilton, Soldotna.
Labor and Commerce.
Professional Teaching Practices Commission, David Devon, Fairbanks, Eric Fry, Juneau, Martin Laster, Juneau, Melody Mann, Wasilla, Francis Roberts, Homer.
Education.
Board of Psychologists and Psychological Associate Examiners, Dr. Christy Fuller, Anchorage. Board of Certified Real Estate Appraisers, James Picard, Anchorage. Real Estate Commission, Eric Bushnell, Wasilla, Nancy Davis, Sitka, Stacy Reisner, Fairbanks. Regulatory Commission of Alaska, Norman Rokeberg, Anchorage. Board of Social Work Examiners, Zachary Paulson, Palmer. Board of Veterinary Examiners, Dee Dee John Rowe, Willow.
Labor and Commerce.
Violent Crimes Compensation Board, Jared Godfrey, Eagle River. Alaska Workers' Compensation Board, Stacy Allen, Palmer, Bradley Austin, Auk Bay, Pamela Klein, Anchorage, Jace Digel, Anchorage, Sarah LaFave, Fairbanks, Amy Steele, Anchorage, Mark Talbert, Wasilla. Alaska Workers' Compensation Appeals Commission, David Richards, Eagle River.
Labor and Commerce for the Workman's Compensation Board and the Workman's Compensation Appeal Commission's Labor and Commerce. Violent Crimes Compensation Board is State Affairs.
That concludes the messages from the Governor this morning, Mr. President.
Thank you. Messages from the House?
There are no messages from the House this morning.
Communications.
Report from the Commissioner of the Department of Administration dated December 19 stating the monetary terms for the collective bargaining agreement reached with the Alaska Correctional Officers Association, ACOA, in accordance with AS 2340215.
Yeah, brief at ease.
The following reports are on file. 5-year oil and gas leasing program dated January 2013 from Daniel S. Sullivan, Commissioner, Department of Natural Resources, in accordance with AS 3805180. National Petroleum Reserve Alaska Impact Mitigation Grant Program report to the first session of the 28th Alaska Legislature from Susan K. Bell, Commissioner, Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, in accordance with AS 3705530. 2012 Department of Law Annual Report from Michael C. Garrity, Attorney General, in accordance with AS 44230-20B7. National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System Annual Report from Michelle Bonnet Hale, Director, Division of Water, Department of Environmental Conservation. Those are all the communications this morning, Mr. President.
Thank you. Reports of special committees or standing committees?
Report dated January 29 stating, in accordance with AS 3905080, the Labor and Commerce Committee reviewed the following and recommends the appointment be forwarded to a joint session for consideration. Commissioner, Department of Labor and Workforce Development, Diane Bloomer. This does not reflect an intent by any of the members to vote for or against the confirmation of the individual during any further sessions. Signing the report, Senator Dunleavy, Chair, Senators Ellis, Michiki, Olson. Report dated January 29 stating, in accordance with AS 3905080, the Transportation Committee reviewed the following and recommends the appointment be forwarded to a joint session for consideration. Commissioner, Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, Patrick Kemp. This does not reflect an intent by any of the members to vote for or against the confirmation of the individual during any further session. Signing the report, Senator Egan, Chair, Senators French, Bishop, Fairclough, Dyson. The Resources Committee considered Senate Bill number 29, Cruise Ship Wastewater Discharge Permits. Previous zero fiscal note, signing due pass, Senator Giesel, Chair, Senators McGuire, Dyson, signing no recommendation, Senators French, Bishop, Fairclough, signing amend, Senator Michiki. The bill has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Those are all the standing committee reports this morning, Mr. President.
Reports of special committees?
We have no special committee reports this morning.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
Senate Joint Resolution number 8 by Senators McGuire, Gardner, supporting the continued and increased exploration, extraction, processing, and production of rare earth elements in the state, and urging the United States Congress to support efforts of the state to develop rare earth elements in the state for the benefit of the economic and national security of the United States.
Resources.
Those are all the resolutions for introduction this morning, Mr. President.
Consideration of the daily calendar. Correction. Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill number 41 by Senator Dyson, an act relating to student participation in interscholastic activities in religious and other private schools and providing for an effective date.
Education.
Senate Bill number 42 by the Senate Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act making supplemental appropriations, capital appropriations, and other appropriations, amending appropriations, repealing appropriations, making appropriations to capitalize funds, and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Those are all the Senate bills for introduction today, Mr. President.
Consideration of the daily calendar.
Senate Bill number 14 by Senator Dyson, an act relating to the term of office of directors of telephone or electric cooperatives. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered the bill. New zero fiscal note, signing due pass, Senator Dunleavy, Chair, Senators Ellis, Michiki, signing no recommendation, Senator Stedman. I have no amendments.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 14 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Without objection, so ordered.
Senate Bill number 14, an act relating to the term of office of directors of telephone or electric cooperatives.
Is there debate? At this point in time, Senate Bill 14 is before the Senate for final passage. Will senators please vote? Has any senator failed to vote? Secretary will lock the vote. Do any senators wish to change their vote? The secretary will record the vote. Secretary will tally the vote.
19 yeas, 0 nays.
So Senate Bill 14 has passed the Senate.
That concludes today's calendar.
Under unfinished business, Senator Ellis.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be added as a co-sponsor to Senate Bill 37, extending the Suicide Prevention Council.
Yep. And shown as a co-sponsor, Senator Ellis. Thank you. As Senator Gardner?
Same.
Yep.
I move and ask unanimous consent that I be allowed to be a co-sponsor of Senate Bill 40, and that is funding the second phase and final phase of the university engineering buildings in Anchorage and Fairbanks.
Okay. Without objection. Others? Senator Dyson?
Thank you. I ask for permission to be also listed a co-sponsor and serve on Senate Bill 41, I believe it was, extending the the sunset date on the Suicide Prevention Council. Actually, I think it takes the sunset date out.
Okay. Yeah, and so ordered without objection. Other unfinished business? Seeing none. Announcements? Senator Egan.
Thank you, Mr. President. Regarding legislative night tonight at Perseverance Theater, because of a caucus meeting in the other body, our friends at Perseverance Theater have changed the start time of tonight's special performance. The reception will get underway at 6, and curtain time has been delayed a half hour. It'll now start at 8. Thank you, Mr. President.
Yeah, thank you very much, Senator Egan. Other announcements? Seeing none, special orders? Senator Stevens, under special orders.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be given the floor to speak about comments on the floor.
Yeah. Without objection, so ordered.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's a pleasure to be, in a way, on the other side of the podium, be able to listen to what's going on and occasionally comment on it. I'm referring to the comments made by the chaplain, Pastor Matthews, and he asked us to think about our favorite places. An interesting thing happened to me a short time ago. One of my staff found an interview I had done some 10 years ago asking my favorite place in Alaska, and it was a beach and a stream on Kodiak called Ocean Bay Beach, and on Sitkalinik Island, which is just off Old Harbor near on Kodiak Island. And this beach is a wonderful place. The river is a wonderful place, a great silver salmon stream. The most amazing experience I remember is floating down that in a canoe and floating over the silvers that were in this big pool. Rita was in the front, my wife in the front in a canoe, and I thought a silver was going to wind up in her lap and we would be underneath the water. But you see the silver salmon just boiling up when you have that experience. It's a wonderful experience. The reason I mention this is that this also happens to be the very same beach that the Shell oil rig, the Kulik, wound up on, and it frightened me to when that first happened. I thought my favorite place in the world that I know of, and here is this oil rig in a shipwreck winding up on the beach. But I do want to thank Shell because they did keep us fully informed, myself and the representative from that area. They let us know exactly what was happening. We had daily updates on what was going on. And fortunately, they were able to get it off the beach with no damage, with no loss of fuel, with no harm to the environment. And that beach is as pristine as it ever was. So I certainly want to thank Shell for that, for keeping us in the loop. It's not that I hope you all visit, because I hope you don't, frankly. I want to keep it to be one of my favorite places and keep it clean and pristine, but it is a pleasure to be able to think about those areas, as the minister said, that are important to us and that we can reflect on, and that's why we're here representing the people who live in that area. And it is an area, an island on which nobody lives. So, Mr. President, I suppose I'll see you down there sometime fishing silvers. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Senator Stevens, and we need a GPS coordinate and the date all of those silvers were boiling there. Other special orders? Brief at ease. go back up the calendar to unfinished business. Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent to be excused from the call of the Senate on Monday, February 3rd, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. that afternoon.
Yep, without objection, so ordered. Are there other unfinished items at this point in time? Go back to special orders. Are there any additional special orders? Seeing none, Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Friday, February 1st.
And the Senate is adjourned until 10 a.m. Friday,